AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I definitely want to know if that is the case, that you are the exceptional American that everybody talks about. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Tons of things happening with newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, we're right in the center of the belly of the beast, so to speak, here in California. A lot of attention being paid to New California State Initiative and movement because, it came out again. We were on Fox News up on the front page yesterday, and people were swirling around. Calls were being made. Emails were being given. And donations being sought were had, actually. Well, that was pretty nice. So a nice little run there. Anyway, so with us right now is one of the people who helps to bring together New California. Chris Street is with us, and co-host of Agenda 21 Radio. Been on here many times and, of course, helped to start the show. He's with us. We're going to be talking in about 2 seconds about, the most recent article, one of the most recent articles he wrote about AB 2943. This is the old Bible thumping thing. And we got Chris with us. And Chris, your thoughts. I mean, really a great article about this assembly bill. I guess it's been sent to the governor now to sign about, people are fearful that we might have our Bibles taken away from us. What's up with that?
Well, that's right, Paul. This is a free speech bill. But I want to sort of, before we get started, I really want to say how much I appreciate people around the United States. You have about 400,000, 500,000 people listen to the Agenda 21 show. And I'm just really impressed the people that are picking up, their phone and making donations and going online and making donations. This has been a very interesting run for New California, and more importantly is you have folks up in Sacramento that are more than happy to say they have a thorough hate for free speech, if it has anything to do with religion. Remember that Trotsky said, one of the most famous Russian revolutions, the requisite requirement for the happiness of the people is the abolition of religion. Now, the left and progressives can't handle any kind of competition of intellectual thought, so their best answer is to ban it.
Yeah. Yeah, to turn us all into atheists, which is basically what Marx always wanted. And, you know, that's kind of interesting. I made the analogy with, on your article, I made the analogy with Martin Niemöller. And I think we're at a Martin Niemöller moment. And for those of you that don't recall who Martin Niemöller was, he was a German minister. And it's kind of interesting. It was during World War II, and actually before World War II, he made these statements about the Holocaust and everything else, because he spent a lot of time, he spent about 7 years in a concentration camp. And this is what he had to say. And this, I think, is one of these kind of moments in time if we don't stand up against this kind of stuff. But it said, he said this: first they came for the Jews, but I did nothing because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for the socialists, but I did nothing because I'm not a socialist. Then they came for the Catholics, but I did nothing because I'm not a Catholic. Finally, they came for me, but by then there was no one left to help me. And I think this is a Martin Niemöller moment, Chris, that if people don't stand up to this this type of thinking in AB 2943, it's going to be a slide into oblivion, actually.
Well, I actually think that the progressives always overplay their hand. I mean, there's nothing new. You can read, you know, read whatever your intellectual grounding is, or if it's the Bible or if it's some other historic document, you can see in history how a small group of elitist intellectuals, and the interesting thing is they call themselves intellectuals, not necessarily that they are intellectuals.
That's
but
right.
An elitist group who decides to define themselves as somehow philosopher kings, the first thing they do is go around and burn everybody else's books, and pretty soon they get a revolution on their hand. And that's, you know, we are at that point of the swing in the pendulum where it's already coming back the other way. And the people, you know, who were the winners in the progressive movement, you know, thought they had won the culture wars, and don't realize that there will always be a culture war.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, boy, that's very well said. This is really the ivory tower thinking that's going on here with these folks. And as you know, Chris, I've spent quite a bit of time around the Capitol and know a lot of people down there. And the people I hang with basically are the doers. And they, not necessarily the politicians and these elitists, and these staffers, basically, they've about had it with this whole cabal that's going on in the state capitol and this thinking that's going on. They call it the Mexican mafia that's in charge of this capitol right now.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's you know, it's just it just shows you that you know, the idea that somehow you would call, you know, Mexicans not white people. That has always been hilarious to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought there were four races, you know, scientifically. But the idea that you then start chopping these people up into, I'm not like you and you're not like me, and so, you know, because you're slightly different skin color, or, you know, you have curly hair and I have straight hair, or, you know, you have you know, somehow greater height than I'm shorter, that, you know, you put me into a caste of a group and I'm supposed to live in my box, is really dangerous thinking. I always like the melting pot where, you know, no matter who you are, you know, isn't that what the Statue of Liberty says? We welcome all.
Yeah.
You know, we welcome them legally, but we welcome them all, and they're not really supposed to be Mexicans, they're supposed to be Americans. And if they're in California, they're supposed to be Californians. That's the way I look at it. I have an inability to be willing to engage in enough racism to, you know, accept the way the left wants me to think. It is the left that is racist, not conservatives.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the words that we're thinking there is assimilation and the assimilation process, and not this thinking of diversity. You know, I used to tell people that always wanted to push the diversitist agendas in the schools. I said, hey, don't be surprised at what you get if you push diversity. Don't be surprised if you get balkanized campuses where you have blacks over in this corner and you have Mexicans over in this corner and you have whites over in this corner and you have Asians over in this corner and no one's standing in the middle of the quad during the break. You know, everybody's looking and staring and then throwing up signs, and all of a sudden violence between the groups starts to prosper. And that's been going on for quite a while. This whole division by race, culture, ethnic, creed, or whatever, it plays right into the hands of the left divide and conquer tactic. It's just fundamental.
Well, Paul, remember that there's only about 16% of Americans that are progressives, and a good percentage of those are actually honorable progressives who believe in their philosophy and are interested in the best for the nation. But within those groups, there are those what I call political entrepreneurs who want to make sure that you hate each other more than you hate me. And by making sure that you hate each other more than me, I'll find a way to sort of grab enough of you and I'll take power. And when you look at really AB 2943, the people behind it sound, very well-meaning. The Equality California Project.
Right, right,
This
right.
sounds like very nice people. Assemblyman Evan Lowe.
Yeah. Hang on, Chris. We got the break coming up. When we come back, we're going to dig in a little deeper into AB 2943, a law designed to take away your Bibles.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. Well, we're getting a lot of attention for newcaliforniastate.com. Bringing in the donations, thank you very, very much. A lot of people, you know, when you get a lot of publicity like this, our donations go up. And we really do appreciate that. That helps to facilitate all the things that we do in New California. And for the movement, we'll be doing a lot of traveling this weekend. We have 4 town halls scheduled starting today all the way through the weekend. So we're going to be down in Southern California for a couple of different ones, and a lot of people are going to be attending on Sunday from what we understand. It'll be in Placentia, California. We'll be in Placentia. Today it's going to be Gridley in Butte County, and then tomorrow it's going to be Paradise in Butte County. So 2 venues tomorrow, and then San Diego, and then Orange County over the weekend. So anyway, a lot of traveling, and we really appreciate your donations because it helps to defray those costs. Anyway, MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Get a great night's sleep, and code word is Agenda. With us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, of course, is a writer, also co-host here. He's a writer with Breitbart, and one of the recent articles he put out, it was about Assembly Bill 2943, which will basically a bill that will take away your gun, not your guns, excuse me. I should perish that thought. And of course, but I retitled Chris your article. I put down first they came for the guns, which I think is true. California has been just absolutely obliterating the Second Amendment, but now it looks like they're coming for the Bible with this AB. Now, how are they doing that? What's the mechanism for which they're doing that with?
Well, Paul, it's, you know, this once again, this is the clever sort of action of the, you know, the left to somehow say that, you know, this is a, you know, to prevent danger to gay people from conversion therapy is what they use the term as. I mean, it's, you know, gay people are allowed to absolutely advocate for their lifestyle and encourage and recruit people to advocate for their lifestyle. But if you push back and say you don't support that, then obviously you're some kind of a predator. And if you're making money doing that, such as selling a Bible in a shop or giving a speech and getting paid for it, then you'd be a violation of the business and professional code, which is there to protect consumers from fraud.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. In all, for full transparency, I had a relative who was gay. And in fact, when he was 18, he outed himself with me, which, it, you know, and again, I've got no beef with any of this stuff per se. I don't support it. Of course, I've run through the whole gamut from a educator standpoint and watching the recruitment and having to stop some of the recruitment that's gone on. With certain people with certain aggressive gay agendas. And as an educator, you have to step into those kind of things. But this individual, this relative of mine, actually did convert. He came out as gay, and 20 years later, he converted and had kids and got married and had kids. And it was one of these conversion therapy programs in Texas that he went through. So I've seen this. It worked with him. He's no longer with us.
Well, Paul, you're using facts against philosophy. Obviously, you're confused in using facts and truth against philosophy.
Yeah,
because that's really what the issue is here. You know, as the Independent Institute's William Watkins warned, you know, the bill is a direct attack on the free exchange of religion because California's case law plain meaning rule, AB 2943, could prohibit a bookstore from selling a book in which a Christian author urges people to repent of sexual immorality, which he identifies as including homosexuality, to take their strength in the sacrificial love of Christ. That's from Romans 1:24-26. But, you know, that would then become dangerous thought.
Yeah, you can't have dangerous thought. That would really offend the First Amendment.
I mean, because, you know, and you know, I don't. Whatever you look at history, I mean, there is everything under the sun in history. None of these things tend to be new, but what tends to be new is the justification for choice. That if you don't choose, somehow you are a criminal. So this is really criminalizing any lifestyle but that which the people in control believe
right.
is best for you.
Yeah, and again, people, don't be confused by what we're talking about. We're throwing around all the little buzzwords and things like they, you know, like that, gay and homosexuality, conversion therapy and all that stuff, and we're throwing in the Bible. But this is way more important than just those objects and the terms that we're throwing around. This is about her liberty and freedom at heart. And, you know, this is the method and avenue by which they are pursuing. Now, yesterday, Chris, in our grievance number 14, we highlighted this information primarily from your article. And what we stated in that is that, first of all, it's Congress. This is a First Amendment right issue, and Congress shall make no law establishing, respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And that was what we started with. He said the California monoparty system passed Assembly Bill 2943, which inserts provisions into the state's business and professions code that advertising offering to engage or in engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is a deceptive business practice subject to fines and penalties. So that is the heart and soul of it. And it said, then you made the comment about Romans. And then the plain language, ordinary language thing about AB 2943 will lead to the removal of all books in the Bible, ultimately. And this is what we absolutely grieved yesterday. I think it's a fair assessment that this is a slippery slope we cannot go down. But this bill sits on the governor's desk right now.
Well, Paul, you're actually more correct on what you said. You can sell a Bible, it just can't have any pages in it. So, yeah, I mean, what you know, you can have all the Bibles you want. You just can't have any pages in them. I think what's really important here, though, Paul, is that once again, this is the type of overreach by the state of California who's, you know, it's I keep calling this the dinosaur's last mating call as the meteor augers in. I'm reporting this morning that California has these spectacular higher tax collections. I think we were up about $3.3 billion in the first 3 months of the year, about $5.2 billion in, since the start of the fiscal year in July 1. And, you know, we were another $700,000-$800,000 ahead on tax day. So, you know, we're talking a $6 billion positive, but how much of that is really about the economy and how much of that is from sharp-eyed accountants like, you know, mine who are telling me prepay your 2017 taxes and avoid having, you know, rich people avoid having the bite from the restriction on the deductions from state and local taxes at $10,000. Now, there's only 13% of Californians that file itemized returns. These are families. But of those 13%, the average is $18,000. So they're going to get a tax bite. And some of those people are going to pay millions and millions.
Yeah.
So I think you're seeing this good economy, quote unquote, in tax collection as people just gaming the tax system, and whatever's good right now is going to be really bad later.
Yeah, and Chris, we'd like to really explore all that a little bit later, but right now I know you got to run for time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm in. I always in Breitbart, California, and I listen to the show like all of you do. Very proud of the job you're doing, Paul, and New California. All the donations coming in. I'm watching this. The people getting on board. It's going to be a heck of a year.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Chris Street, with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And look for his articles in Breitbart. And also, we of course, get the articles for Agenda 21 Radio. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. All right, a lot of things going on. Okay, so we're going to try. We are going to absolutely try our level best to pick up what could be Macron. He's going to be speaking to a joint session of Congress. You know, this is really wonderful what's happening. And I just a shout out again to Donald Trump. I mean, there's so much pride that's developing in the United States of America. And it's wonderful. Now, it's kind of interesting. You've got a situation going on where Macron is going to be pivotal in the Iranian bargaining chips, if you will. That terrible deal that was done by Obama, and of course, financing terrorism around the world, which is really what they did. That's what Obama did, blatantly encouraging terrorism around the world by Hezbollah and Hamas. And the deal with the mullahs of Iran. Now, what about the people of Iran? Are they going to benefit by any of that money that we sent in large crates on airplanes? Remember that? And the answer is no, nine yet, nada. Not a chance. No, nada, you know. Nada. De Espanol, nada. That's a fact, Jack. None of the people of Iran are really going to benefit by any of this, except for the mullahs, they get richer. That's the deal. Off of our money that he sent them. What a slime ball he was. Jeez. Anyway, what about Mueller? Listen, you got Mueller, McCabe, Comey. Oh, he lawyered up. Is this guy a buffoon? Like, doesn't he? He fits the whole thing of buffoon. His facial feature. Watch his face. Anytime he talks. Oh, yeah. He's very expressive with his face. He's learned to lie big time with his face. His face says it all. You know, there's these training courses you can take in law enforcement, and you guys that are in law enforcement, you get this. I have not had the training courses. I was given a primer by my law enforcement people that I used to work with, and then videos, you know, they supplemented it. And it was not an official training, but I got the gist of everything. And, of course, that was so that I could figure out who's lying to me as I sat them down and said, okay, what do you know about this, and do these investigative techniques and stuff like that. And, boy, Comey is he's just a bald. That's why the term bald-faced liar comes up. You're a bald-faced liar. Well, because you have a bald face, right? Unless you have a beard. I mean, you could say you're a bearded-faced liar. But that's what the term bald-faced liar, because people can interpret the facial features. And, of course, Comey, watch him when he talks. Oh, yeah. And you can actually sense the sound from his face being given off and resonating very well. So it's another form of speaking to you. When you can visually look at his face, you know that he's lying. Anyway, interesting. I want to get back really quick and a little shout-out to what happened, because this is going back to the article about AB 2943 and taking your Bibles. Now, and again, it's not just Bibles. They're going to take anything that's related to faith away from you. That's the whole thing about this. And this is the essence of what communists do. It's an atheist thing, okay? So let's understand that. This is exactly what he's trying to do here, or what the left is trying to do in Sacramento. Now, we've got a situation. This is what Travis Allen said. California Assembly and Republican candidate for governor, Travis Allen, a Republican from Huntington Beach, who I've met, went on the conservative One America television network Liz Wheeler show last week, and before the assembly vote to call AB 2943, he called it, listen to this, he called it a smokescreen for an outright California ban on the Bible. The video went viral with over 1.4 million shares in the first 24 hours. And thank you, Travis Allen. Nobody else has spoken up against it. I don't know, but the candidate, the George Soros candidate for governor who's on the Republican ticket, of course, brought in by the very corrupt California Republican Party, including Jim Brulte. That guy's just a corrupt monster. He needs to go. This is the way the Republican Party, but Charles Munger Jr. bringing in, you know, you guys probably don't know this, but the SEIU is all wrapped up in the California Republican Party. They gave money. So these nice little California Republican communists, RECOMs we call them, the RECOMs, the California Republican communists, C-RECOMs, the California Republican communists, Jim Brulte and Charles Munger Jr., who control. They've folded in. They folded in to the Democratic Party. So it's a mono party. That's why I call it a mono party, because they've folded in. And, of course, they trotted out the new clown to be running for governor against Jerry Brown. And, of course, that's John Cox. He's the new clown. a favorite on Fox News, I might add. That's kind of funny. But he's from Chicago. Oh my God, he's from Chicago. Yeah, he's from Chicago. He's lived in a limited time in California. It starts to sound like a lot like the candidate that ran against Brown, who they brought in, named Neil Kashkari, and displaced Tim Donnelly, the conservative candidate at the time in California. And everybody is pounding on the table for Tim Donnelly in the Republican Party, yet it never happened because the Tea Party people were going, we want Tim Donnelly. And even at the California, I was at the California convention. And it was interesting because at the California convention that year, was it 2014, I'm sorry. It was very, very interesting because I sat in the press room. I was part of the press people, you know. I was like an important person. And with my press credentials around my neck and all these big-time writers were talking. And it was kind of interesting. They said, oh, you're from Agenda 21 Radio. we are the mouse that roars, I'm telling you. That was 4 years ago. I said, yeah. So anyway, I got to hang out and rub shoulders with you. And it was the interesting thing that was commented upon in the press room, and we had reporters there from the New York Times, the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, Miami Herald, Wall Street Journal, and other CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Fox, and others. And the consensus talk in the press room in 2014, was it that the Republican Party was railroading the conservatives, and they were wondering why? And this was the talk. It didn't get too much out. If you read the LA Times article from that convention and read the reportage, you might get a drift of this. The writer, the girl who wrote the article, kind of really masked over it very, very well. But the gist of the whole thing was, boy, the Republicans are just trying to kill themselves and destroy the party, the leadership. And boy, this was the conversation in the press room. And this is coming from liberal media sources. You know, this is the stuff, the locker room talk, okay? And the bewilderment, I'll never forget on, we had a conversation, it was like a little gaggle. Of us sitting there, we're eating our little hors d'oeuvres back in one of those conference rooms, and we're talking, and they're sitting there going, like, I said to him, I said, look, this is the way it is. And I gave my experience. I said, the way it's talked about in the Capitol is that the California Republican Party is totally irrelevant at this point. That was 2014. And I said, this is being deliberately done. And, you know, the expressions, now, two major sources of news, I know I shouldn't be talking the locker room talk, but then that's 4 years. It's 4 years removed from now. But anyway, this conversation was taken at heart, and it was a clear understanding. And you had a couple of major publications and a couple of major players in the media, in the electronic media there, and they got it. They saw it. That was 2014. Now look at how much Brulte hates Trump. And so does the California Republican Party per se, but not the conservatives, tea parties, and so on. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, we are back on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, MyPillow, please get your sleep. MyPillow. Four for one special. You get two travelers. I call them the travelers. These small pillows. They're perfect for the car when you're traveling. We'll be using them this weekend as we travel. MyPillow, 800-266-4715. Four for one special, and get the best sleep of your life. There's no question about it. I do. Agenda is the promo code. Agenda is the promo code. So 800-266-4715. Agenda. Nothing like agenda. So anyway, a lot of things. There is just tons of things happening. And this Macron thing. My God. I mean, I love the pomp and circumstance of things like this. I actually enjoy it because it speaks volumes. You know, these kind of things actually do speak volumes. And I think this is something that I want very much known out there about what is going on in the world in general, especially about terrorism. The world needs to know about terrorism, and the world needs to know clearly what we're dealing with, especially with this Iran deal. And it's Macron, I think, is the key to a lot of what is going on. That is actually, I think, something that's very, very, very understandable, if you know what I mean. So French President Macron apparently is going to be speaking. I'm going to plug in here right now to Macron addresses joint meeting of Congress and see if we've got him up yet. See what is happening. Hang on here. Here we go. He's coming in apparently. Just been announced. Mr. Speaker, you know, that sort of thing. So here he comes. Walking down the aisle. play-by-play, a little color going on here. Shaking hands as he goes down. It's a full house, joint meeting. Cheering, cheering, cheering. There's your friendly little Jeff Flake right next to him. What is with that guy? Oh, just shook Nancy Pelosi's hand. Bring out the stair. Oh, she's following him now. She's following him. She's part of the escort. They call it escort. He gets escorted in, and he's part of the escort. She's part of the escort committee, apparently. She's got this stunning pink, hot pink dress on. She's a hottie, isn't she? All right, he's going to go up to the dais now. He's going to be introduced by the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Okay, he's walking up. Nancy Pelosi sticks out like a very sore thumb with her pink dress. Here we go, more cheering. He's coming up. Everybody's going to be seated. I'm going to show his respect. Clapping, clapping. Oh, and she's still following like a whipped puppy. Okay, there he goes. He's coming up. Here we go. Let's see what Paul Ryan's going to say here now. Still cheering. He's coming up to the dais. Michael Pence sitting there, too. Here we go. You're going to be shaking the hand of other people and dignitaries. Waves. Another round of applause. Big time. Steps up on the little box. So he's taller. Because he's not tall. That's, you know. Donald Trump's a tall guy. James Comey's a strapping guy. A tall drink of water. Here we go. Mr. Speaker is going to speak now. Clap, clap, clap. I mean, the guy's getting some good stuff, you know? We kind of revel in the history of this, you know, with France and everything. France stood by us, of course, during the Revolutionary War. And again, you know, I got to tell you something about this revolutionary thing that's going on in New California. We are looking for alliances with other state people and other states to help us out. Absolutely. We are looking for those alliances, and we're getting them. And we really do appreciate it. Okay, here we go. Gavel down.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you His Excellency Emmanuel Macron, the President of the French Republic.
This is exciting stuff. I got to tell you, this is exciting. This is exciting. Everybody's up clapping, clapping, clapping again. There we go. It's rousing. Thank you. This is nice to see unanimity. Both parties, Republican and Democrat. Biggest thrill of this guy's life.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, honorable members of the United States Congress, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for France, for the French people, and for me to be received in this sanctuary of democracy, where so much of the history of the United States has been written. We are surrounded today with images, portraits, and symbols, which remind us that France has participated with heart in hand in the story of this great nation from the very beginning. We have fought shelter to shelter many battles, starting with those that gave birth to the United States of America. Since then, we have shared a common vision for humanity. Our two nations are rooted in the same soil, grounded in the same ideals of the American and French revolutions. We have worked together for the universal ideals of liberty, tolerance, and equal rights. And yet, this is also about our human, gutsy, personal bonds throughout history. In 1778, the French philosopher Voltaire and Benjamin Franklin met in Paris. John Adams tells the story that after they had shaken hands, they embraced each other by hugging one another in their arms and kissing each other's cheeks. I can remind you something. And this morning, I stand under the protective gaze of Lafayette, right behind me. As a brave young man, he fought alongside George Washington and forged a tight relationship fueled by respect and affection. Lafayette used to call himself a son of the United States. And in 1792, George Washington became a son of America and France when our First Republic awarded citizenship to him. Here we stand in your beautiful capital city, whose plans were conceived by a French architect, Charles L'Enfant. The miracle of the relationship between the United States and France is that we have never lost this special bond deeply rooted not only in our history, but also in our flesh. This is why I invited President Donald Trump for the first Bastille Day parade of my presidency on the 14th of July last year. Today, President Trump's decision to offer France his first state visit to Washington has a particular resonance because it represents the continuity of our shared history in a troubled world. And let me thank your president and the First Lady for this wonderful invitation to my wife and myself. I am so very grateful, and I would like also to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for welcoming me on this occasion. And I would like to especially thank you, Mr. Speaker, for your invitation. I want you to know how much I appreciate this unique gesture. Thank you, sir. The strength of our bonds is the source of our shared ideals. This is what united us in the struggle against imperialism during the First World War. Then, in the fight against Nazism during the Second World War. This is what united us again during the era of the Stalinist threat. And now, we lean on that strength to fight against terrorist groups. Let us, for a moment, transport ourselves to the past. Imagine, this is July the 4th, 1916. Back then, the United States had not entered World War I. And yet, a young American poet enlisted in the ranks of our foreign legion because he loved France and he loved the cause of freedom. This young American would fight and die on Independence Day at Belloy-en-Santerre, not far from Amiens, my hometown, after having written these words, "I have a rendezvous with death." The name of this young American was Alan Seeger. A statue stands in his honor in Paris.
Well, we're going to have to stop it here, and we'll come back and maybe pick it up in the next hour because we've run out of time in this hour. Unbelievable. Anyway, if you don't think you're exceptional Americans, boy, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, you are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America, and get stronger.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.